Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. President Biden is describing his summit with Russian leader Vladimir Putin as cordial and constructive. No major breakthroughs were announced or expected, although the two leaders did agree to reaffirm their commitment to the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty. As NPR's Ayesha Roscoe reports, Biden says he made his position clear on a number of issues, including cybersecurity and human rights.
He went on to stress, look, all of these things that he's laid out, whether it was cyber attacks, you know, working on arms control, he's not saying that these issues have been fixed. He said that the leaders will look over the next couple of months and see whether these areas that they laid out at the meeting, whether they actually have made progress.
NPR's Ayesha Roscoe. The Justice Department's internal watchdog says the U.S. Marshals Service does not have the resources that are needed to protect federal judges. NPR's Ryan Lucas has the story.
The U.S. Marshals Service is charged with protecting the justice system, including the federal judiciary, court workers, and judges. Now, the Justice Department's Inspector General says the Marshals Service lacks the resources or the capabilities to proactively detect threats needed to keep judges safe. The need has become all the more pressing in recent years as the number of threats against federal judges has skyrocketed. In one instance, threats have turned deadly. In 2020, a man showed up at the New Jersey home of federal judge Esther Salas and shot and killed her 20-year-old son. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. House has given final passage to legislation recognizing June 19th as a federal holiday. June 19th, or Juneteenth, commemorates the day in 1865 when a Union general informed a group of black Texans that they were no longer slaves. The measure passed the Senate unanimously. 14 House Republicans voted against the measure, citing various reasons. President Biden is expected to sign the bill. Police in Hong Kong mounted raids on the offices of a major investigative tabloid today and detained five senior editors at the paper. NPR's Emily Fang reports on the latest wave of arrests under new legal controls on the region.
This morning, the police raided the homes of managers at Apple Daily, a staunchly Democratic, anti-Beijing paper. They also raided its publisher, Next Media. The billionaire owner Jimmy Lai is already in prison on charges of organizing illegal protests, and he and nine of his business associates, including his son, are facing more charges under the national security law. Now five of Lai's managers are also under arrest. They include the editor-in-chief of Apple Daily and four directors who are taken from their homes. Hong Kong media reports that the five have been arrested on suspicion of colluding with foreign forces. If found guilty, the five face up to life in prison. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.
You're listening to NPR News. Parts of the U.S. Southwest are still grappling with a stifling heat wave. Phoenix has tied a record by reaching 115 degrees 2 days in a row, and the National Weather Service is forecasting even higher temperatures there going into the weekend. No real relief is expected from the excessive heat warning until at least Sunday. Namibia and South Africa are introducing tougher measures to contain the spread of COVID-19. From Harare, Ish Mufundakwa reports that complacency and dropping temperatures are being blamed for a spike in cases.
Namibian President Hage Geingob has put the capital, Windhoek, the epicenter of the pandemic in the country, under lockdown for 2 weeks. He also suspended all in-person classes in affected areas until June 30. The Namibian parliament is suspended after staff members and parliamentarians tested positive for COVID-19. Geingob urged Namibians to avoid unnecessary gatherings, now limited to 10 people. In neighboring South Africa, President Cyril Ramaphosa tightened measures that came into effect 2 weeks ago. He said four out of the country's nine provinces are now officially in a third wave. For NPR News, I am Ish Mufundakwa in Harare.
China has launched the first three-man crew to its space station. During their three-month mission, the crew will perform experiments, test equipment, conduct maintenance, and prepare for the arrival of two additional modules at the station next year. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.